Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Got the happy light on. Here. This was Amy's light. And she brought it up a long time ago. And I oddly got a note from my doctor a couple weeks ago. You can see it if you're watching. It is bright. And he was like, hey, since you don't see the sun in the morning and our bodies, a lot of times we'll wake up with the presence of the sun, you should get one of these lights. It's not equal to the sun, but it's the closest thing possible. And I never went through with it. I guess I forgot about it. Then Amy had one. She's like, you can have mine. Do you order another one?
Yeah, they're from Amazon. They're about $30.
I've been so happy all day.
Really?
Really? It's working on you?
Man, I've never been happier.
At our new studio, they should just install a happy panel.
Stop.
You know,
it's that new studio. It's kind of like that album Kanye was there always going to put out.
Oh. It's never going to happen.
Wait, what?
He just kept waiting for it. He's like, it's going to be out. It never came out. And then
I just had a meeting about it the other day.
I know. I've had tons of meetings about it. But it's like they've been telling us we're moving for a long time. And I do think they are. But who knows when we're actually going to be there.
Question?
Tell me, what you think about this?
Have they even started like construction?
I don't know about construction, but I've designed the whole thing. But I don't know if they started building yet.
Oh. Time's flying, you know.
Scuba. Yeah, Ray told us that. Ray hasn't touched ground yet.
Yeah, they're supposed to do something here in March or April.
They haven't done anything yet.
Yeah. But the projected move-in date, I think, moved now to like late September.
So with that, we have to be out of this building by a certain point?
Yeah, they're going to start transitioning us in August and start doing testing to make sure the show and the boards function and everything.
When do you think we'll actually move, honestly?
Honestly, 2025. but on the real, though, we have to get out of this building at some point because we no longer own it. And we've extended our lease far beyond where we're supposed to be.
What's the company here? Are they agents? Sports agents?
Yeah, agents and like Reba and all those kind of people.
Why can't we get a deal then?
A deal of what? Like sports. To stay with them?
No, sports. They represent us in sports.
Well, you guys should go talk to them.
Yeah, we do sports.
We'll play sports.
Yep.
You can even book guests with them because they represent a lot of people as well.
They do?
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys should be using them a year ago.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I leave the garage or whatever, I kind of look, see if there's any athletes.
Have you ever seen an athlete here?
I've never seen an athlete here.
Well, this company's based also.
I just saw a horseshoe thrower.
They're here in West Coast. So they probably do a lot of like international business or business outside of here.
I've met the founder at a party before.
Oh, that's dang, pretty fancy. Cool.
How did that happen? You just started talking about work?
I don't really remember. I think we were talking about Haiti.
That's what we often do at parties.
Yeah, Haiti.
Hey, you want to talk about something? How about Haiti?
I think it was like a baby shower for Caroline Hobby at some point. I don't know.
What's the lady's name that started the company?
Lou Taylor.
And then why did she start it?
I don't know.
They just talked about Haiti, dude.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I thought she actually had some information about it.
No, but I mean, yeah, I just remember that's the one time I met her, but I did know she spent time West Coast and here and had been involved in Haiti. And then I've seen pictures of her on Instagram with Diddy. That's all. This is all I know.
That's cool.
Did you see where Diddy just got some sexual assault charges against him?
No.
Oh, that's not good.
I didn't see that.
It's from a dude that worked with him. I think it was on TMZ. Allegedly. Somebody looked that up.
Yeah, it was a legend.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there was a story, though. I didn't make that up. I mean, allegedly.
Yeah, there is a story.
Okay, good. Allegedly, there's a story. And then we get the story. Allegedly, it happened. But I guess
supposedly
some
he was forced to have relations and what Diddy could watch for his gratification.
Wait, who's having the relations?
The guy that's filed the lawsuit.
With who, though?
Like prostitutes and.
Got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Allegedly.
Well, let's hope it's not true, you know? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it's not
all
true.
We can do. That's all we can do.
Say right, you know? I just left it out there. Nobody said anything. So I thought you were rooting against
I'll
me.
Hope.
Gosh, but if something like that is not true, it's just.
There's a lot of stuff on TikTok about that.
Oh, really?
The Diddy rumors and stuff.
Oh, okay. Because there's not, and it's like that's said about you.
Really?
It's like
a lot. A lot of
you can't unhear it.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors. I got my Pittsburgh Steelers helmet up here today that I won. Brought it in.
There you go.
How's it look? I got too much stuff up here. I got to move some crap.
But I like it. I mean, it's getting to be a lot, but it looks cool.
I got a Terry McLaurin signed Funko.
Yeah.
Receiver from the Washington Redskins? Nope, Commanders.
Commanders.
Football team. I don't know which one that is, because sometimes you get them from different.
Right.
Yeah, I should take some of this stuff home. I got a Billy Dean race car that he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mr. Memorabilia, man. I tell you, I'm just going to bring it in, but I got the coolest thing I've ever won. I couldn't. Oh, this. Wow. Are you kidding, Mike?
What?
This Terry McLaurin signed Washington Commanders Funko. You get it's $250.
Wow, that really?
Signed.
And how much did you win that for?
$35.
Wow, that's a steal.
But I lose something. So yes, I'm not sure. I just do 35 and win it. I've lost a bunch too.
And somebody sent me a message about what you won, and I don't know if it's true or not.
It's not anything that anybody knows.
Okay.
It's not
somebody said that you won something and
I'll even do this. It's not even football.
Okay, well, that's not what they were. Okay.
It's the biggest. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it wasn't football.
Was it?
You don't know.
Was it football?
You're right.
Why do you do that? Just say soccer.
Football.
It wasn't. But when I have it, if I even bring it,
you'll bring it.
You guys are gonna pay. You're gonna piss your pants.
You bought the tank.
Can you imagine?
You bought that World War II tank.
What I want to buy is one of those beds that you push that and you go into the middle of the bed. And
the zombie bed
or
whatever. That thing looks awesome.
It's legit.
I just don't think my sleep number could go on that thing.
No, it doesn't fold like that, I don't think.
It can if you get the one where you just drop straight down.
Ugh.
What do you mean?
I saw one where you just.
The earthquake bed? But how do I put my sleep number mattress on it? Because I got my sleep setting. I don't want to. Like, get off
right.
Oh, I just feel like you buy that's almost like the contraption is your headboard and your bed frame, and you put
no,
your
because
mattress
the,
on
mattress
top.
The mattress needs to fold.
But maybe the whole mattress just drops.
There's a particular one where it doesn't fold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's
earthquake-proof beds. Because the bed falls in, then it covers the top of you, mm-hmm. and then inside of the thing, there's like water and drinks.
Is there
and
a trampoline
a
to fall
Haiti.
On?
You talk about Haiti in there with other people at the party.
That's cool. Right.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that, but. That's the coolest invention I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
The earthquake-proof beds. I want to call Travis Denning real quick and see if he'll answer. Travis Denning has...
Your call has been forwarded to...
Dang, you got voicemail.
He doesn't have my new number, so he probably thought...
Still, dude, that's not nice.
But he didn't know who I was.
Doesn't matter.
Dang, Travis.
Or he's in a meeting.
I thought I knew that guy.
He ain't in a meeting this early.
Yeah, or he could be doing who knows
Amy,
what.
Amy, artists don't have meetings at 10 a.m.
He could be recording session.
At 10 a.m.?
Yeah, man.
At 10 p.m. more likely.
Hey, what's the, Better At? No, what's his song?
Who?
Travis Denning, the number one that he had recently.
I'm burning it down.
Yeah,
it
wasn't
anybody
number one.
Anybody but you.
What? Hold on, what?
After a few drinks.
Okay, cool. I'm going to see if he'll call.
But that Abby one's good, though. That Abby song's good.
Her name is Abby. That's anybody but you.
Every time I post anything on Facebook or Instagram, the number one comment, get a haircut.
Rude. Haters.
Rude.
They never said that
mostly,
to me.
It's mostly my wife, though.
Oh.
She hates it.
She does?
She hates it.
Well, she hates it because you're being dumb about
That's
it.
That's why.
But if you
wanted...
I think if
she thought I really liked it, she'd be supportive. She goes, correct. Why don't you cut it? It's just a bit. She shows me old pictures of me. She goes, look how good you used to look.
Dude, I got old you vibes. I think you posted something on Instagram and you kind of had it all poofy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, that's crazy. When I met Bobby, that's what he looked like.
Yeah, I also, because I posted a couple videos with like funny hair things and it's like a million views just because people are like, what's wrong with this hair? But I posted a video and the thing I put on the screen was, this is embarrassing for me to ask, but it's my only option. And then it's me pleading with the guys of YouTube, O-Town to let me back in the band because they're going on tour. Now, if you know the show, you know I was a member of O-Town when the band first started. And when I went to American Idol, there was a whole issue. You know, they didn't like me doing things about myself. And so I had to leave the band. And so now they're touring and I just want to go do some shows with them. But they won't respond to anything. So I put up the message on Instagram. I'll learn the dances. Let me do one or two shows. But so far, nothing. But it's got millions and millions of views and hits.
That's the one I saw where your hair was wild.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here. Cool. Here's Travis. Yo.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Hey, we're recording, so whatever you say can and will be held against you by the court of public opinion.
Thank God.
Hey, so Amy and I were talking about you on the show this morning in that you're putting out, it says your debut album. Help us.
Yeah, isn't that kind of silly? So it's my debut. Well, I hate the word debut just personally, but it's my first full-length album. So it'll be 15 songs. I've never put out a actual full length record. I've only put out EPs and singles. So
got it.
So I guess technically.
Got it.
It, like by definition, it's my debut full length, but it's just my first full length.
That makes sense.
It
okay.
was confusing to us because we're like, dang, dude's at number one. Dude's got, and they're saying debut album, but that makes sense. Then you've put out bodies of work, but just not what they would classify over 8 or 9 tracks for an album.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is finally like, okay, here's 15 songs in one package.
Is it good or no?
I think it's really good. What? And I think y'all out there in the world should buy it on May 24th.
Who buys albums?
Go nowhere.
Do you mean stream it?
Yeah, stream it. Just steal it. I don't care. Just if you listen to it, like it, come to the show.
Wait, please. May what? When's it come out?
May 24th. It's called Roads That Go Nowhere.
I saw Travis at the restaurant the other night.
By himself?
Yeah, how was your dinner?
It was really good. Some of Caitlin's friends were in town, so we went to dinner with them. And Travis and his wife and, I don't know, two other people, they were having dinner right near us. And I was just trying to be cordial and not go talk. I mean, I wanted to go talk and hang out, but I was with Caitlin's friends who I didn't know. And then I didn't know the other two people were Travis, so I just kind of looked at him.
Oh, awkward.
And then, you know, pretty true fashion to me, I just came right up to y'all and absolutely interrupted your dinner.
Well, he came up, I was sitting there, and he came and put his hands over and grabbed my nipples from the top.
Yeah, just like a small counterclockwise turn.
It was.
Crazy. Yeah,
okay, well, thanks. What are you doing right now?
I'm about to write a song. I'm actually here in Nashville.
Okay, well, good luck. And if you write this song and it's good, it can't go on this record, though, right?
No, it'll be on my next debut double album.
Got it.
I have a question.
But I'll go write a good one.
Eddie has a question real quick.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So, Travis, why did you ignore his call when he called you 5 minutes ago?
Because I was actually technically in a meeting, and then I got the text, and I was like, okay, this makes sense.
So, there you go.
There you have there it. You all go. Right, Travis. Thanks, buddy.
That meeting ended awful bye-bye. Quick.
There you go. We got to do a mid-roll here real quick. Here you go. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, we're back.
But we were right. He was in a meeting. He was busy.
Great.
That's important, man.
The nice guy.
Awesome dude.
Yeah. He did grab my nipples though, over the top. And that's funny, and I think it's funny. But the people that were sitting across from us didn't know even who that was.
You didn't introduce him as superstar country music?
I did later, but there was just a dude grabbing my nipples in the restaurant at first. And they're not even from here. They live in Texas. And so they were like, what's happening here? So I hurt my throat last night. What sucks is I've been putting that tape on my mouth, and it helps a lot because it keeps me breathing through my nose. So I tried a new tape last night, and this one's hardcore. It's a little more hardcore than the others. And I sneezed, and I couldn't get my mouth out of it. And I went...
Oh, yeah.
Terrible pain.
What'd you use, duct tape?
No, but it's a different kind of black tape. And it's shaped like a circle. And it's supposed to be breathable, but it ain't. So I don't know what the kind it is, but I tried it last night. But I get my sleep study results today, and I'll have them on the air tomorrow. If they'll tell me if I'm dying or not, if you guys care. Do you care?
Yeah, sure, of course.
We're directly impacted. We want to know you're okay. Your death.
Hey, Mike, will you bring me the news here?
What do you mean, Amy? Just like as a friend?
Yeah.
Does this happy light make me look weird?
As a video guy, I kind of like it because it fills in your shadows.
Yeah.
So, no, I think it looks cool.
Okay, good. A spicy note to the wrong person, Amy?
Oh, yeah, this is my friend. She called it spicy.
Okay, go ahead.
Spicy note.
Morgan, do you know the story?
No, I'm laughing at Eddie because he just straight up lied to you. You look funny. You
no,
look
you
like
don't.
You're a ghost telling stories.
Yeah, you do.
It's all flavor the back of
your body. You look great, though, bud.
It creates a shadow on your face.
Why would you lie?
Well, yeah, and then you can't even see the screen behind you.
I said, as a video guy, I like it because it kills all your shadows.
No, no, his right eye is covered in a shadow. His left eye is not.
And it, your glasses get those glare. Yeah.
Right, there's 100%.
Hey, why'd you lie?
I said, as a video guy, you look good, man. I'm not lying.
What guys, are you doing? Is there a shadow on half his face?
Are you turning it off?
Crazy?
No, he does have a shadow because of his hat and his glasses.
Right, because
it's giving you a shadow.
Like
you look like you're telling ghost stories.
Yeah. And they heard a sound in the basement, clink, clink.
And the shadow of your glasses on your forehead is pretty funny.
You guys
too.
Are dumb. You guys don't do TV shoots, man. This is what you do when you do commercial shoots.
You can't tell me that. I do videos and stuff. No.
Got it. I'm done. I'm
talking about professional grade.
Now I'm sad. Turn off the happy light.
Well, now you're really dark.
So how weird does that look now,
guys? I'm sad and pissed.
No, it looks great.
Okay. I have no idea what I just asked somebody.
Spicy note.
Oh, spicy note. Tell me your note. You wrote this?
No,
she's
I didn't.
Been waiting.
Oh, no, 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 no. My friend calls it spicy note because she saw her husband's new Bronco and she left a note on it. It's like a black Bronco, black tires, black rims, very specific, brand new. So she's like, oh, this is his truck and this is where he is. I know. So she left him a spicy note. Because they're trying
What'd the note say?
They're trying to have a baby.
Mm-hmm. What'd the note say?
Oh.
And she's ovulating.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, come home and do me. XO, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he got home, he never brought up the note. And she's like, so she's all mad. And she's like, "What? Why are you bringing up the note I left you?" He's like, I didn't have a note on my truck. She goes, well, I left it when you were golfing. And he said, oh, I rode with so-and-so. Like, he rode with his friend.
It wasn't his truck.
He didn't, he didn't take his Bronco there. It was at the friend's house.
That's awesome.
And so some other guy with a new black Bronco with black rims,
he
all black
everything.
He
sped home is what he did.
Yeah, whoever he's dating or married to or whoever he thinks that's from, he definitely...
He went home to do something.
Uh-huh, sure did.
He's like, I'm here. And he's like, John, we're just roommates, buddy. That's funny. An ultra rare proof copy of the first Harry Potter book, bought for 15 cents, will sell for $15,000. They didn't know what it was when you bought it, so it's 15.
How does that happen? How do you then decide, oh, you know what, let me look this up and see if it's the first proof of this?
A British man unknowingly purchased a rare copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone for just 15 cents in a bookstore. The 52-year-old father of four recently learned that the book is probably worth upwards of $20,000. And is thankful no one in his household read it because it preserved the fingers all over it. That's crazy. Good News Network with that story. He's holding it up. He looks like me. It's not like he's an old dude. He just bought the book. He looks like Harry Potter with a beard. Yeah. The lost Powerball ticket worth $50,000 has been found 3 months later. A Kentucky man who spent 3 months thinking he had thrown out a Powerball ticket worth $50,000 came across it by chance in a company car. He said they searched high and low, but started to fear they threw it in the trash by accident.
Oh, man.
He was hosting a visitor from another plant because he works at a I don't know what a Kiru USA plant is. And so he bought it while in that car and then looked, and that car ended up coming back and he used it again and the ticket was in there.
Oof.
It's from UPI. A case of unopened hockey card sells for $3.7 million.
What?
Like, are they really old or something?
Heritage Auctions calls it the greatest unopened find of the 21st century. An unopened case of hockey cards from 1979.
Wow.
Was sold for $3.72 million.
Wow.
The case of Opeachy cards contains 16 unopened boxes of cards. Well, 16 unopened boxes. Dang. That's like, the case is, a big box of boxes.
Yeah, like a box.
That's wild. That's a lot.
$3 million.
Each of the boxes hold 48 packs of 14 cards. So there's 10,000 cards, a total of 396 cards in the set. There's a very strong chance the buyers obtained around 27 highly prized Wayne Gretzky rookie cards. Mike, say how much a rookie card's worth of Wayne Gretzky from Opeachy or whatever that is. Just one Wayne Gretzky card. The auction house says the box was found in Saskatchewan. They're over the moon. $50,000.
Where's Saskatchewan? Where is that?
Canada. A big statistical anomaly to hold.
$50,000 rookie card.
He said that this box, if it holds fewer than 27 Gretzky's, that's like crazy. They expect at least 27 Gretzky's.
Wow.
I have a Luka Doncic right here.
Same thing.
Graded 9. Boom. It's worth, I'm just going to say this. It's worth a good amount of money. I didn't know that when I got it. It just sent to me. I went for my signed Bo Jackson to come today or tomorrow. I got like a 91 Bo Jackson.
That's pretty cool, man.
Signed. That's going to be cool.
But are cards like today, you think like in 100 years, they're going to be worth a lot? Like, is Luka going to be worth a lot?
I think so.
They just feel like there are a lot of Lukas now.
But they've retained, well, specific Lukas are. They've really retained their value and been extremely valuable if you still have old ones that are in mint condition. So I don't know enough about the card world. I just dabbled by accident and got a few cards. When I had that card that has all their game-worn jerseys in it, these are their jerseys, like Pistol Pete. And
that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. But I've been doing a little research. One of my friends got really into cards, country music artists. I don't want to put him out because I don't think he'd like that. It's kind of he thinks it's a losery thing to do. I think it's fun.
That's awesome.
But he's really into cards. And they're worth what people will buy them for.
Right.
So there are a lot of buyers online, a lot of cards. I think there's a card shop here in town.
There is. There's one by my house, too.
There is.
I just feel like, you know, you talk about these Babe Ruths that they found or whatever, and they're worth so much money. A Wayne Gretzky. But, like, what about somebody that's awesome today? Like,
hey, Mike, look up a Jalen Hurts rated rookie Donruss. So, like, I saw somebody win a Jalen Hurts rated rookie football card last night.
Yeah.
They paid, like, $50. I didn't get in the card. I don't purposefully get into the card things. But a Jalen Hurts rated rookie, and that'll be a Donruss specifically. So make sure you do rated rookie. Remember how in baseball they had rated rookies?
Yeah.
In the blueprint. Someone won this one, and it was signed. And, okay, so this Jalen Hurts, scroll down right there. It's that 20, that one. No.
$12?
No. The cheapest one I'm seeing now is $200, but this one was also signed. So who knows?
Like Tom Brady here's GOAT, right? Like
listen to this. Jalen Hurts, 2 of 2, rated rookie. So there's so many. This is worth $14,000. So it also depends on like 1 of 1, 2 of 2, 2 of 31. This one is, I don't know what this means, but it's graded. PSA 9, Jalen Hurts, number 2 jersey number, 2020 Donruss rated rookie, $14,000. Wow. Here's the one that I saw last night. Jalen Hurts, 2020 rated rookie, $1,900. This is the one I saw the person win.
And how much was it to get in that auction?
$60.
And how many people got in?
The person who's opening doesn't even know because some of the cards are only like worth $50 and you have 10 people that get in at $70. So there's like a floor and a ceiling on each shipment they send out. So you could get a card worth only $50, but there's like one or two in that whole case that are worth way more. So in the end, if you buy them all, you end up, as the person selling them, you make a little.
Got it.
You went in on that one?
No, I don't get in on cards unless it's an accident. The Bo Jackson was an accident.
You were just watching the Jalen Hurts one?
Yeah, because I just flipped through and watched. It's a good show. It doesn't cost as much just to watch.
Right.
I've learned. A handcuffed prisoner outruns officers, escapes from a hospital.
Oh. With handcuffs on, that's fast.
They were searching for a handcuffed prisoner who outran officers and escaped from a hospital, 29 years old. He escaped. He ran out. I just wonder if he was in a gown.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, if his hands are behind his back, that's really impressive. In front, I think it'd be a little bit easier to run.
He was arrested for stealing a car from a delivery driver.
So were they front or back, did you say?
Say.
Maybe no handcuffs because...
The guys, y'all should race handcuffed.
Back, wow.
Yeah.
You're running with your handcuff. It's hard to even fake that. Oh, he's in clothes. He's in pure clothes, jeans, a blue jacket, and his hands are behind his back. I'd either think he was bringing me flowers or he'd escape from somewhere.
That'd be funny, though, Amy, if we did race handcuffed.
You don't need to use airplane modes on air. Wait, somebody wipe out, though.
Oh, your
teeth.
Yeah.
Take all your teeth out.
Airplane mode is a myth. Whatever.
Yeah, man, if you fall, you have no
hands.
You're
done. You have nothing.
Don't fall.
Bad idea, Amy. Bad idea. Nothing.
Well, you can run. Just be careful. And if you do decide to go hard, then...
I just forgot that you don't have your hands like to use in case you fall.
NYU doctor dies after dining at Disney World restaurant where waitstaff insisted food was allergen-free.
No.
That's not...
A doctor at the prestigious NYU Langone Hospital in Manhattan died after having dinner. Oh, man. They filed a lawsuit. They said, hey... Nut and dairy allergies. And they were like, no, all good. The staff at the pub insisted they were able to make allergen-free food. They checked multiple times. She ordered broccoli and a corn fritter. Ugh. I guess it's a woman, but I don't know the name. Conic porn tongue. I don't even say the name, so I didn't know. But, wow, porn is a back part of her.
Well, you will know it now because it'll be named that resort.
After dinner, she began to feel sick. She went to Planet Hollywood. She had difficulty breathing and collapsed.
Oh, man.
They got her to an EpiPen, but she died at the local hospital. Yahoo News.
Dang.
And airline attendants are forced to hogtie an unruly passenger. Yes. That's we love cool. one of these.
Yeah.
As long as they don't land the plane, tie everybody up. Just do a lottery. Whatever number you draw, you get tied up. Fight it. Crew members were forced to tackle and hogtie an unruly passenger with cable ties after they became drunk and extremely violent. The guy was tackled by two crew members, and there's also a point where you have to commit. You got to commit to tackling somebody. You can't just like, okay, guy, you got, once it's time to go, you got to tackle. And that's quite the commitment.
And the first person to get up has to be like, I hope people back me up.
Yeah, for sure. That's right? Why it's such a commitment.
Yeah.
If you tackle and everybody's like, why did you do that, loser? Or they have his, that's bad news.
It's like when I almost took that guy down, I was like, is anybody going to back me up?
That dude was 100 and he didn't almost take him down.
Hey, he was getting ruly. He was getting irritable with that flight attendant.
He's getting ruly. Eddie's going to be an off-duty police officer.
Okay, here we go.
No, I am. I'm more like a neighborhood watch. I ordered a scanner, a police scanner. It should be in a couple days.
Why did you do that?
Because there's been, last like couple weeks, there's been a helicopter flying around my neighborhood. And I always wondering, like, well, what's going on? And now I'm going to know what's going on.
Do you know what channel to get on?
Yeah, I looked it up online. They have all the frequencies. And I have you all's neighborhoods, too. So if you find a chopper or Amy, cops go into your neighborhood, you're like, hey, Eddie, what's going on? What's going on? I'll tell you right away. Okay. I used to have this when, because my dad, growing up, he listened to scanners all night. Like in his bedroom.
So now you're turning
into
your
dad. Why would he
do
that though?
He just loved to know what was going on, always. And sometimes, like we would drive around and we'd have the scanner on and we would beat the cops to the robbery.
Why would that go?
That's just what my dad
that
wanted
like
to do.
Sounds like something Lunchbox would do now.
That's dude, dangerous.
That is so fun though.
Dude, will never ever forget. My dad was like, that's a block away. It was like, robbery in progress. And so we get there and we see the guys running across the street. And the cops are like right behind us, and we're like, they went that way. It was so cool.
Oh man, I feel like that's really dangerous to do with your kids.
Yeah, my dad didn't think about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did you ever try to catch
them? With your kids?
Huh?
I mean, even say just for just an adult to do it, but with your kids.
Us in the backseat, dude. It was awesome. Like, I'll never forget it.
You should ask him why.
It was awesome.
Why he did that.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, what were you thinking?
He's going to say, I wasn't thinking.
Ray, how long has it been?
Let's see, 27.
Dang, it feels like 10 hours.
It does. So what else is going on?
Nothing.
I don't think it feels like it's that long.
This one?
Have you been listening?
Well, I checked out when the baseball card talk. I was like, man.
Oh, that alone felt like an hour.
Yeah. That's the long part to me, but other than that.
If you could have any one thing up here, what would you have, Eddie?
Of the CeeDee Lamb Cowboys.
Mini helmet?
Mini helmet.
We used to Google that, Mike, see what that's worth. I have like.
But I don't care what it's worth.
I just wonder, but I have like, what?
It's not worth anything, he said.
Oh, I have like three other mini helmets back here.
No, but I want that one.
I know. I just wonder
that one. Lunchbox, what do you want?
I would take the George Pickens just because it looks the coolest.
The full size helmet? Cool.
Yeah, the size of the helmet, it just looks the best. The mini helmet looks kind of like.
It's shiny. I feel the same way about the mini helmets, like they're mini, but this one is worth $389. Oh, never mind. Yeah. It's worth $180.
What, the CeeDee Lamb?
The small one, yeah.
And he'll eventually be in the Hall of Fame, so it's going to be more.
I don't know if he will,
you know he will.
Mike, what about, what's this one here?
That is Debo.
What's Debo Samuel mini helmet? Yeah, be sure to do mini, because I got really happy when I saw that in the first number. Debo Samuel mini helmet, 49ers, $119.
That's good.
What about George Kittle mini helmet? Wow. $150.
So, but that'll tell you right there, CeeDee Lamb's worth the most.
$249 for that one. That one's a different color. Yeah. All right, that's it. We're done. We're done. You guys have a great day.
I will, man.
Cool, man.
I gotta go pee.
All right, go get it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.